Hello, and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, we are the Established Facts.
Wow. Okay.
Are we recording now?
We are.
Awesome.
And I know I won't have to hit save on this one.
It's always nice when we don't have to worry about remembering, you know, to hit Control S.
Right.
Yep.
If you don't know, it's all right. If you do know, then you know.
Right.
If you know, you well, know. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Established Facts. This is going to be a special episode. Those of you who are listening in the future, i.e.
the future,
on one of our cool episode saving formats, if you will, then you might hear some background noise of people moving around and things like that. We are hanging out at Indie PopCon 2021, which debatably is the 8th-ish...
I just keep hearing them say PopCon 8.
PopCon 8, yeah.
So we're going to take the WrestleMania approach, and this is PopCon 2021.
It's PopCon 2021.
PopCon 2021.
That's it. Yes. That's it. So if you are live with us and kind of hanging out in the halls, I know that you guys are probably excited to get inside and see some fun stuff. If you want to take a load off, we've got some chairs over here. There's lots of fun floor space. But we're going to talk to you a little bit about our podcast. So for those of you who have never heard the Established Facts, we are a general gaming podcast that discusses all things gaming. We are a roundtable discussion style podcast where we'll go around and we'll talk about some really different things that that we all have an opinion about, and just have a little bit of fun and tomfoolery if we can, and we'll obviously get off the topic multiple times.
And I'm also calling this 10-year anniversary part one, because we have other people that would like to chime in that could not make it this weekend, so we will bring them back, talking to them before probably the next episode we do.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep your eye out for episode 224, which will be our part two. And we'll have more people from the podcast on and just talking
Prime,
about...
Dr. Deb.
Yep.
Lance.
That's right. Princess Katie.
Princess
Prime.
Katie.
Those people. Those guys.
Those guys. The wild and crazy guys.
Well, Deb and Prime are the other OGs that'll be joining on the other one.
That's right.
Yeah, he's sitting right over here, staring at us.
He is hanging out with us.
Like
he
a wild man. With us. Like the red cap he is.
That's right. Are we live on video, too?
Video
I didn't
too,
even realize that. I'm sitting here looking at the floor and
I'm
looking at you guys
fancy,
and not
man.
Even talking to the people over here. So
it's a round table. They expect us to talk to each other.
I know, but I want to
like
be courteous.
It or not,
I want to be courteous.
It is a round table.
This is the first time in 10 years we have been a round table podcast with a round table.
I remember Fear the Con a couple of times when we'd have like 12 people around a square shape. It was never actually a round shape.
It's a very wee table. You know that they've got like a name for that in Portugal. And then in Portuguese, a name for a large table that is round or square. All different names.
Okay.
Is that like the Eskimos having like 20 different words for snow?
Probably.
That just explains like where you're so used to being in America, where all the word like we have 5 words to describe the same thing, except for tables and chairs.
Yep.
That's.
Yes.
Just add descriptors. It's fine.
It's a round chair. But it's still a chair. Uh-oh. Don's making notes. That's always dangerous.
So I just remembered this is actually the second podcast we've done at a round table.
It is.
Because the first one was at Gen Con several years ago with 16 other people at a huge round table with a big microphone in the middle of the table.
Is that the one where we, again, we're not a bit negative at all, is that the one where
yes.
The one black guy
who
called himself the token black guy like through
yes,
the whole
did.
Episode?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
It was just,
Yep.
It felt like a movie.
It was
the
a thing.
The way he was saying it.
It was a thing. Anyway, so we're excited to be here hanging out at PopCon 2021. We're also excited to be celebrating And this is, I think, what our overall topic is going to be, our discussion today. This is our 10th anniversary of being a podcast. We have been recording now 223, episode 223. So we've got 223 episodes over the course of a decade. The first episode we ever recorded was a pre-Gen Con episode, a Gen Con preview, if you will, back in 2011. And it was July, mid-July. I think the dates are almost, they're almost
very
exact.
Similar.
Within a week or so, I think, is kind of where we're at. By the time we get part two, we'll definitely be at 10 years solid. What the most exciting part about being a 10-year-old podcast for me is that we've never actually made a living wage off of it. So after a decade of doing it, we still do it for free.
And no, but we do. However, I can say, in a super thankfulness to both PopCon and Gen Con specifically,
yes,
though many other conventions have participated, but allowing us to be press coverage and giving us press badges, not only have we been able to attend a lot of these conventions, it allows us to utilize that funds for improving things like one of the rare occurrences where the Established Facts is on video.
Right. Right.
So a super thank you, of course, to all the conventions who have made that possible.
So with that being said, our normal format, for those of you who are listening, normally we'll do a versus topic at the beginning of the episode, something like Disney versus Pixar or PlayStation versus Xbox, things like that. And that's normally we'll get into that, and then we'll also talk about you know, how those things are involved in more of a discussion format. So for our versus topic, I would like to present episode 1 or episode 223.
What?
You see where I'm going with that?
No, I do.
Not at all.
So.
Well, okay, so clearly you weren't here for episode 1.
Right.
But you've listened to episode 1.
Yeah, but it was been a long time.
Exactly.
So I don't remember what it was about.
That's right. So my idea is, and maybe in a less cryptic way.
Please.
Do you prefer where we have gotten to now after 10 years, or are there things from episode 1 or, you know, within that first year or so of doing episodes that we should bring back or that you prefer doing or something along those lines? So the way this will work is we'll go around and we'll just talk about we'll just very quickly say, you know, I prefer the 2021 version. How about that? 2021 version of the Established Facts versus the 2011 version of the Established Facts. And then kind of why. Some of the things that we really love about where we're at now versus some of the things we loved about where we were at. And just kind of talk a little bit about that. But before we do that, we probably need to do something more important. And that's introduce ourselves, Josh.
Yeah. We made it.
It's been a long time.
So, Josh, if you don't mind telling the people who you are.
I'm Josh.
I'm Avital.
Jason.
And, of course, I'm your host, Big Don. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. So, Joshy, day one-er, and now day not one-er.
No.
3,650?
A lottery.
If that's exactly 10 years.
Is that
plus
how that works?
A couple of quarters.
Plus or minus. Yes. A few days.
There's some leap years in
right.
there, plus minus two.
TEF 2011 or TEF 2021?
I am 99% TEF 2021. I think the only thing I might prefer from 2011 was our seating arrangement, because I remember finding a picture of Mike Massey hosting one of our first episodes,
yes,
laying down on the couch with a boom
with
arm.
With the boom mic crossing over his head. Yep.
Oh, the things you have to do to make it all work.
I'm telling you.
And an audio interface sitting on the floor, cables running all across it.
It was ugly, but it got it done.
It did.
That's what matters, where you start.
Right. All right, Avital. So, obviously, if you weren't here in 2011, you have listened to our early episodes. But being on the podcast, you started, technically, you did your official recording at the first PopCon, did you not?
My first time on the mics was indeed at the first Indie PopCon.
Okay.
I had bought a ticket for PopCon, but I still spent the whole con at the table helping out.
Hanging out with us at our booth. Yeah.
And it was my first time on the mics.
It's the only volunteer that we know specifically lost money in volunteering with us.
So, that Avital versus the Avital of 2021.
I mean, I don't like to, you know, dwell on the past, you know. Like, I want to be in the now, and I like where I am now and where we are now and all the cool things we've gotten to do. I'm a different person than I was then, and, you know, I wouldn't want to go back. So.
Right.
And I like to think that even though I am still shy and socially anxious, that doing things with the podcast has helped me, you know, to grow and become, you know, a little more comfortable with talking to people. And
right. And sometimes force you into very strange, weird social situations.
Like hosting a Ruby panel.
That was cool. We didn't have to do much, though.
Yeah, like, we didn't. It's pretty it was much fun, like, though.
We're here, they're here, and then they answered questions.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You're right. They are here. They're doing a panel later today.
It's true.
That's right.
That's so right. Full circle.
I have to say, we are sitting here, like, in the hall and watching people walk by. I have to, like, hold myself back from, like...
getting too distracted by cool costumes.
And, like, being...
It's like, that's an awesome Kakashi outfit.
I don't think they heard you.
I don't know how they didn't hear us.
Or I'm like, hey, look, there's Dream, because...
Exactly. See, there's Dream.
But that's why you do it, is you want to see them smile.
Do it.
Okay.
And this is what live podcasting is all about right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, if you want to be on video, you can step in front of the camera for a second. They'd love to see you. You look great.
Yeah. It's George's almost, Dream,
a little
everyone.
A little more. A little more. Yeah, there we go, Dream. Yeah. Cool. Thanks. You are like our first... non-host podcaster to jump on for. So
there you go. Day one.
Yay, cosplay.
You do look awesome, by the way.
Thank you so much.
What a great distraction.
That's awesome.
Anyways,
that's
continuing.
Awesome. Well, for Jason, this should be a fairly easy answer.
Yeah, kind of. Now?
Yeah. Oh, hey, there we go.
Yeah, because, joined is a wrong term, but I think we met at a PopCon when I was with...
Worlds Collide.
Yep. And... you talked with Dave, and yep. I kind of came along, and you mostly talked to them, though. It's totally fine. We were getting to know each other. And then she and I started to get to know each other. We're married now. This is actually our one-year anniversary as well.
Today.
So. Today. Look at that. 10 years in podcasting, 1 year in marriage.
Right.
Josh nice. And I have been fighting for...
20.
Almost 20.
But I joined you guys at Gen Con where you spoke with Tracy Hickman, and that was random. Random showed up. You had room, and it was great. And like, kind of since then, we all just hit it off, and I've guested a couple times, and it's been very nice. And it's really cool to see you guys doing video now, and like how your rig has improved, and how you guys have like just your passion for it is why I'm like, no, I like hanging out with these guys. It's yeah, I'll keep doing this. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and so to answer our versus topic, I'm gonna say 100%. 2021, though there are things that I do reflect on from the last 10 years that I miss and I love. You know, we had our recording with Derek a few episodes ago, and that was such a cool like callback to a few years ago with him being there. And you know, Mike started out as the host for our podcast, and a couple years later, I took that on, and then Josh, you became basically my co-host when I can't make it and stuff like that. It's been really awesome, but it's been really cool, I think, just to kind of see how things have changed and how they have evolved for us. You know, Jason brought up a good point. Like, we've been talking about doing video for certain podcasts and stuff like that for a very long time, and I think that we have finally kind of broken into that genre of doing audio and video podcasting, and I don't know that it will be something that is a permanent fixture yet, but I think what's nice is we're taking the opportunity to learn, to get used to it, and then you know, potentially pursue adding those types of things to it.
Well, and I know with 2020, it seems like everyone and their brother wanted to become a streamer. And I don't think it was, well, I don't, from what I could tell, it wasn't necessarily because of the notoriety. It's they wanted to have a group of friends that they could share their passion with.
That connection.
And I remember, like, technologically speaking, during the summer of 2020, you couldn't find most streaming gear, like capture cards. Like, I'm sitting here using an Elgato Camlink 4K, which was out of stock for 3 months.
Yep.
Because it's one of the best ways to get into it.
I just got one because of that. Yeah. I'm like, I could just find one now.
Yeah. So, and I, being involved at the church as a tech leader and trying to help them through the couple of months they were down to have a streaming element and improve upon that. And I learned a lot. And in situations like this has been surprisingly easy to hook back up. In like 5 minutes, I had it up and running. And I'm hoping the quality is pretty good. If I've got to mix it with what we're recording audio-wise, I will. But technologically speaking, we are both forward and right back where we started, because I mentioned the seating arrangement. We're now doing the audio interface recording again instead of the big mixer, because to me, it's easier to have this conversation when there's not a giant mixer sitting right here doing all of the recording. I'm appreciative of that mixer. It's now being used at the church.
Right, but we don't need 32 channels for 8 people.
No.
Yep. Yep.
So we learned enough early on that we were willing to come back when it made sense, and I'm liking it.
Well, right. And that's a big thing actually for technology and learning it. You learn, you take on new things, you try new things. Like you said, if the video stays, it stays. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But you've checked it out, so you know when to learn it or when to use it. You're like, we won't use it for everyone, but we're going to use it for this time, and because it will matter at this moment in time. And I think it's very important, and a lot of folks, I think it's something a lot of people can learn from also. Is use it when it's necessary. It's not always necessary.
Right.
Well, and that kind of brings me to my next question for our discussion is, over the last 10 years, for what we have individually been a part of, what are some of the changes that we have made that have been beneficial? Whether it be a slight benefit or a big benefit or something like that, what are some of the things that we have done as a podcast to, you know, turn it up a few notches, you know, compared to day one, lying around in your apartment living room with 8 people and no idea on. I literally remember. I'm only going to deviate for a second. I literally remember us sitting in front of the mics, hitting the record button, or no, it was before we hit the record button, but sitting in front of our mics and then just going, what are we doing? How do we do this? Like, how's this going to turn out? You know, all of these questions, and obviously, there are still those questions that we ask, like, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Who are we? Why are we? What are we?
Yeah, that's it. Who are we? Where are we? Why are we here? But it was so, I still have that vivid memory of us hanging out in your living room and then right before we hit record, going, okay, what are we doing here? And then just birthing a format right there and turning it into a roundtable discussion with, I think it was like 6 or 8 people on a mic. And it was crazy.
Have I shared with you? If I haven't shared with you, I definitely need to. But I found what I deemed episode 0. Did I ever share that with you? So it was there was no actual format to it, but it was Ragar, Mike, and myself sitting around the audio interface trying to figure out how to get things recorded and started. And then Mike was trying to talk through his plans on how we wanted to do it. And again, it's not really a full episode, but you want to talk hitting the nostalgia feel. That exactly what you just described was basically what we were doing. Like, what are we going to talk about? We're gonna come up with an established fact or something along those lines while we're discussing. Like, it's pretty. But then, now here we are. Fast forward, and somebody like Lance, which I know we're gonna get his opinion later, who is, he does show prep when we don't even have an idea yet. Like, he comes ready to talk about 3 or 4 different ideas that we've never talked about.
Yeah.
And in 10 years, I'm pretty sure he's the only one that has specifically done that. My wife has sent suggestions. You have sent plenty of suggestions and whatnot, but Lance is such the radio professional.
Yeah.
So
that he not only does he have an idea on what he wants to talk about, but he has already kind of done the baseline homework on setting up that discussion, which has been really cool. One thing that I can think of that we have, starting to forget the question that I asked. Things that we do now that we have learned to do, I guess, is what the how we've improved our podcast over the last 10 years. One thing we have there's a mouse droid. For those of you who are maybe hanging out and hearing that over the. If you can hear that, I don't even know. It's far enough away, so you may not be able to.
But
there's a mouse droid with some cool Star Wars music and LED lights wrapped around it hanging out in the hallway.
I can't see it.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's back behind the tree over here.
Yeah.
but so things that we have done to improve the show, you know, what Lance does where he comes and he's prepped for 3 or 4 ideas, that's great because a lot of times we tend to lean in on our – I think our natural talent for improv.
Our chaotic tendencies?
Yeah.
Improv, yes.
And just kind of winging it a lot of times, which I will say, the purpose of our podcast was always to be just a fun roundtable discussion. And in my opinion, that's how all good conversations start, is you don't know what you're going to talk about before you get together.
Nope.
You're just getting together with friends.
Yep.
And so that was the whole purpose of us starting this podcast was – we wanted to get together with friends and talk about things. One thing that I think we have been better at is keeping track of some of the ideas that we come up with during our discussion for future episodes. Now, it's not always, you know, there's no science to it or anything like that, but there is an opportunity for us to be accountable for, oh, yeah, that was a great idea. We should definitely talk about that. And I think we do it better now than we had in the past where something would just come up in the conversation be like, yeah, we should do another discussion on just that. And then we would forget to write it down or we'd, you know, just kind of keeping track of those sorts of things. So, Avital, what about you? Is there anything that you can think of that we've improved upon over the course of the time you've been with us? Sorry, the Dark Lord of the Sith is walking down the hallway or something.
No, it's just funny. This makes me think of like the first answer I thought of to the question of do you prefer the established facts in 2011 or 2021? And I was like, I prefer 2021 because I'm here.
Right? Hey, that works.
That's her favorite improvement is the addition of Avital.
No, I think that's great. I think that you're absolutely correct as well.
more favorable than that of her husband being added.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fair.
Well, and for those who don't know,
I'm
maybe if this
hey,
is
if
your
I
very
wasn't here, you know, yeah, he if, wouldn't be here. Probably.
If there was
true.
Your if this is your first episode of the Established Facts that you've gotten a chance to listen to, over the course of 10 years, we started. Let me see if I can remember our original lineup. It was Josh and I, Mike Massey, Derek Knutson, Jeremy Raymond, Deb Demery, Deb Kelly at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, another doctor.
Not for long.
Not even. She wasn't a doctor yet then.
Nope.
That she was. She was medical student.
Right.
Deb Kelly.
Mind you, she was only like 11 months.
Yeah,
from it,
a year away from being.
No, wait
you
a
know.
Minute. Hold on. 2011. She's no. That's right. We graduated 2012. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We graduated 2011. She was a doctor at that point.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, she was doing her intern stuff.
Yeah, she started her residency about three weeks after we started recording.
That's right. Still.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which means she would have been Demery.
Yeah.
Because we were married 2012,
right.
bud.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
10, 16, 10.
Oh, that's right, because this year is your...
It'll be our 11th this year. We just did our 10th year.
Did you? Yeah. I thought you did a lot. I thought
we renewed our vows. In 2020.
Oh, you're right. I remember being
nice.
There. God, I'm losing my mind.
I hope so.
I'm losing my mind. I literally spoke at the vow renewal and was in the original wedding. Oh, I'm losing my mind. Anyway, goodness gracious. So, yeah. So, Dr. Deb Demery, Jeremy, Josh Demery, Don Martyr, Mike Massey, Derek Knutson. Was that it? Was it just the six of us? And it, was
yes,
it Anton?
Because Anton. Yes, and Anton. Absolutely Anton.
Yeah, Anton.
Your brother,
Sports.
Prime, I don't think was there the first set of episodes.
No,
but
he was,
came very soon
yeah,
after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's close to day one.
Yeah.
And
he's an OG enough that I'll call him OG.
Right. And since then, we've had Avital. We have had Princess Katie. We added Prime. We added Jason. And we've had some other friends who've come and guested
with
us.
Both
Bonnie
and Vanessa have done
Bonnie
guest
and Vanessa,
spots.
Yeah. Our buddy Bill has been on
I remember
recording.
That early Bill con. Oh, man.
Jake, Katie's husband,
yep.
Jake, has been on a recording. So we have lots of friends who have at least gotten a chance to taste the plush life of a gaming podcaster.
Ooh.
You know.
It's fun.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. And because of the makeup of our group, if you will, our adventuring party over the last 10 years, I think it's definitely the makeup that we have has definitely changed the way that we converse with one another even. Which has been really cool. So, and half the time, you know, we forget about a versus topic or something like that. We just go right into discussion, which I think is something else that if there is something to open up the next line of questioning, if there's something that we have done in the past that I feel like we should be better at by now that we're not, it is definitely the chaotic nature of conversation and how it moves.
So, before we get to that question.
Okay.
Jason.
Oh, Jason.
He's one of our youngest.
You're right.
Like, newest people. Youngest is, I'm not.
Oh, you can call
I'm
me.
I'm not age shaming.
Please tell me I'm younger than I am.
First off, how far back have you gone back to any of our back catalog and listened?
I've gone back to some of it. I haven't gone back to much, and I apologize for that just because.
I haven't listened to one of our episodes in 9.5 years. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm an editor, and I'm pretty sure I've only listened to them when we recorded them.
Well, as a creative, I tend to not go back and even listen to or look at my own stuff.
Right.
Right.
Because I always want to keep moving forward. I'm like, okay, that's done. I need to leave it in the past. I need to leave it there.
Yeah.
And this isn't a, you know, I should to get familiar with their history. But it's one of those things where I like to come into things knowing people now and knowing what they're doing now.
Sure.
And moving forward with that. Because that I latch on to that much faster than going, I'm going to work at this place, so I should learn everything about this place that I know and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but what are you doing now? That's important.
Right. When you get a job at a business, you're not looking at what they've done over the last 20, 30 years. You're looking at what are you doing now?
Right.
What kind of company are you now? Right.
So then in the short time you've been with us, what have you liked that has improved? I'm assuming video was one of the first things you mentioned.
It is. That's going to be the first thing I mentioned, actually. I think it's a very good idea. I've seen the setup at your new house. It is very nice. And I would not stop doing that.
Jason is...
Video. Add video. It's very good.
Video.
Yeah.
Also a tech-loving person.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, I'm in a degree for technology, so...
Right.
You know, we'll see if that works out.
We got a lot of eggheads on this podcast.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
And I feel like sometimes, you know, you wouldn't tell...
Well, it also makes for good discussion. Like, we all have different directions and backgrounds and ideas, and we can come from many different perspectives. And, you know, the ability to that chaotic conversation to get it back to what you're going to ask, I think is a beautiful thing.
Oh, I agree with you. And I think what you just brought up is a great point. Like, one thing that 10 years of doing this has been really good at is bringing people together, at least on our podcast, when we do a recording, bringing people together from very different backgrounds and experiences. You know, we're a gaming podcast, but we don't all play the same games. We don't all like the same types of gaming. Some of us like certain types of gaming more than others. There are some times when we like the same types of games, but we don't like the same game. You know?
Right.
And so I think what's great about that is we're allowing for that added perspective to change and to shift as we're going through our discussion. And as we're going through our time together and our relationship together, like, what's so crazy about it is the side effect of doing a podcast with your friends is you become closer friends.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I think that is true. Really. Like, I've gotten to know, you know, in the short time that I've been joining you guys, to know you guys a whole lot better. And I'm like, I really like these guys. I like hanging out. This is fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, I went from working conventions with other people, which I enjoy being at conventions. I enjoy working them, not just coming to them, because I love the interaction with people at a booth. And I like the excitement and seeing it on the face and, like, listening and talk about their cosplay or what game they're playing or whatever it might be. I love doing that. I'm a people person through and through, and I've missed this greatly. But now I'm, like, coming to conventions with you guys. And I still like that this is a thing that we're doing that I still get to do. You guys are awesome enough to invite me along and let me help out, and it's just cool. It's neat to see how that has changed for me, and then in knowing you guys, how it's changed for you. You know, coming as a, oh, you're interviewing us, to a, oh, I kind of get to interview people. Well, this is a really neat juxtaposition, and it's really changed. It's actually had some, like, positive changes in my life as well, so it's really cool.
Well, and I think what's really neat about that is it also changes your perspective, so that when you are back in that other position, you kind of know what to expect. It's almost like the comparison that I like to have is it's like when you go from being a player to being a GM, and then you go back to being a player.
Yes.
Because you understand now, okay, I am in this position. I'm actually in a position of power to help the dungeon master, the game master, the storyteller shape the story that they want to tell.
Yes.
While I'm still contributing to the rest of the party and having fun.
Yep.
And that's kind of, I feel like that's where my head goes when I'm thinking about that sort of thing.
Totally agree.
You also have the added benefit that you say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes. And.
Yeah. That I don't mean that as like you're agreeable. You're only going to do what we have. Not that. It's, you're as excited about doing it as we are, and that means a lot. Like, it really does. Like, my wife loves what we do, podcasting, loves giving her opinion. She's not a huge crowd person. She likes Gen Con when we play games, and she likes Gen Con when the kids have fun.
Oh, sure.
But I want to spend and be absorbed amongst all of these people. She'll go sit down at a table. She'll look at the stands, but that makes a big difference. Her having my wife there, and I would tell her the same thing, at the table, is monumentally beneficial. She's not the con person.
It's your center, though. It's like, I get it for you. I totally understand.
Yeah.
It's like,
I love you,
I'm out in the sea of unfamiliar. I come back. Hello, familiar. Hello. Like,
it's that buoy, the safety
of
having, knowing that, okay, here's my guide. Here's my focus. No, I feel you.
It's my buoy.
I feel you.
So I totally understand that. I completely get that.
My wife, on the other hand, is like, no, I'm not going to take all three of our kids. I'm going to hang out at home, and I'm going to let you go do your thing. And I'm like, I love you for that. I'll see you in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? And I think that that's
equally great.
Yeah, equally great. Equally great. And my kids, so when we started this podcast, my oldest was 2. And I only had one.
Oh, boy.
I didn't have any.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Your oldest is so tall.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. But he asks all the time. He's like, so when can I be on a podcast? When can I do this? And I'm like, you know, that makes me feel good. And then I'm always like, well, buddy, you know, we'll start talking about that when you're a little bit older. Because right now, the way I'm looking at it is, the same way I looked at it, so I started running a Dungeons & Dragons game for my 2 oldest sons and some of their friends. And so the idea was, I want to have a group of people that I'm running that are in the same area of age, because they're having the same kinds of experiences at the same time. I don't want to add a 12-year-old to a podcast of adults, because there's a much different perspective at that point. And I want to see that organic eye-opening opportunity come to fruition without losing the innocence of experiencing whatever that is. And then also opening it up to, well, if we have one 12-year-old that wants to do it, maybe we can actually look at doing a kids podcast one time and just talking about playing games, you know, with them and stuff like that. So
be ready to add Aurora to that. Her personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
She loves storytelling.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She's really good at it, too. Yeah. She's really good at it. But that's my point. Like, being able to assemble those Avengers, and oh, put man. Them in front of the mics.
The Young Avengers.
That's right.
Yeah.
It would be a really cool opportunity. And again, you know, over 10 years, we have new experiences. We do new things. After, I think we got to like episode 50. I don't remember when it was, but I asked the question, like, can you imagine us being able to continue to have these kinds of conversations, you know, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line? And I think it's insane to me still that we're at episode 223, 10 years down the road from when we started this podcast, and we're still having new conversations with people. And I think that that's, for me, that's probably one of the most rewarding things about doing this over the last 10 years. Because I think for myself, I tend to be the kind of person that when something gets stale, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When something gets repetitive and there's no rewarding, or there's less rewarding opportunity than there is just execution, then I'm like, cool, that was an awesome experience. Let's find another one.
I've done that. Let's keep going. You know, well,
oh, go ahead. No, I'm in agreement with you, and I'm glad to know that we have more people on the podcast that are like that, because I wish I was. I know that I have done things much longer than they should.
Josh is like, no, I'm concreted in.
I am
says,
here.
I've spent way too much money to not do this.
You all right there?
Well, so there's so much truth to that. I mean, even Deb and I had the I bought a set of glasses without talking to her, and I'm admitting on video, I'm sorry, honey. Should talk to you.
There it is. There it is.
I bought a set of glasses without talking to her first, because frankly, we didn't have a place to put them. And she's like, "You should talk to me."
You say glasses?
Glasses? Yeah, those the potion pints from John.
Oh,
I just bought them.
I was thinking you meant like eyewear.
No,
I thought you meant
no,
eyewear.
No, I have to be able to drive. That's like, different.
Tell me about this technology.
Tumblers, got it.
The pint glasses. So again, I'm sorry.
Right.
And I should have talked to her first because we didn't have a place to put them.
Right.
But my mindset is...
If you get rid of all those Colts and Pacers cups, you'd have plenty of room.
I found some already. But it was... It's so much... That's what came to mind when you said I've spent so much money. I was like, I've already bought these. We're putting them somewhere.
Right.
But she... Again, that center. Because, yeah, I should have reached out. I'm sorry.
I heard somebody say one time in reflection to a relationship, there's the gas pedal and there's the brake pedal. And we all take one of those positions at all times.
Yep.
And so sometimes Deb is your gas pedal, mostly when we're talking about wrestling or gaming centered conversations. And then most of the time she's your brake. Yeah.
Especially emergency brake. Whoa!
So there's it's funny being involved with you guys, right? And again, I'm back in school and I'm here at IUPUI, and my instructors and the professors there are like, oh, what do you do, you know, blah blah blah, and I tell them things I do and tell them involved with you guys, and I've had a couple instructors go, wait, I'm familiar with that podcast, you're on that podcast? And I was like, yeah, I sort of was there randomly on the one at the Gen Con with Tracy Hickman, and then I went over, there's like, I listened to that one. You were on that? It's like, oh, so you're real. Like, you really do things. I'm like, I guess. Yep.
You really do things.
I do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do.
Yeah.
Really do things. I mean, it's like we're not talking about it. We're actually doing it.
It happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whether you're earning money for it or not, if you have a passion, you're doing it. You're actually doing it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's that improvement that we're talking about over time. Like, in the short time I've been here, I can totally see it.
Right.
The way you guys approach it and how the gear you use, everything. Like, it's constant improvement is where you know that you're passionate about something and you love it.
But there's a humility to it also.
Yes.
Because Don has worked this into a lot of us. And for me, it's almost been a mantra now. What is the basketball saying? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll go up. We'll ask a smorgasbord of people different questions. Hey,
I
you
love
want to
that
do an
word,
interview?
By the way.
It's a great word.
Smorgasbord.
You want to do an interview, or you want to throw something in the raffle, or
yeah.
What? Like, the popcorn raffle is one of the biggest things I can think of for us, that our personality, our humility to acknowledge, like, look, we put about $100 worth of stuff in here, our own money, and we're just going to give it away.
And if this is all that it's there?
Yeah.
Cool.
But if you want to partake, like, we'd love for you to be a part of it. And so many people do that, and that is just as much credit on them as it is the people that ask.
Right.
And no, don't bombard some vendor. Hey, can I have like half your stuff to give away? No, they're trying to make money.
Right. Yeah.
And please check. Right.
So the glasses that you were talking about, the tumblers. Our friend John Graham is the one who is selling them here at PopCon, and you had approached him and talked to him a little bit about possibly seeing if there was anything that he might be able to contribute to our raffle table. And he came over, and kind of to play to what you were just saying, he came over and he's like, well, what do you guys want? And I said, I don't want to put you out. You're selling things. You're a vendor here. Like, you had a purpose when you registered for this table. And I don't want to take away from that opportunity. So whatever you have or want to contribute, please do. And so, you know, he brought over a set of those glasses for us to give away. And I was just like to me, that's just really cool, because what it says is, I understand what you guys are doing, and I want to help out with that. I want people to be encouraged by what you're doing, to have something neat that they wouldn't necessarily have an opportunity to get themselves, which you and I had that discussion, I think, Thursday.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually the one who kind of heads up with putting that whole bundle, at least the starting bundle, together.
Yeah.
And then we add to it throughout the weekend. And my thing was, and it always is, I'm going to look at stuff that people aren't going to buy themselves. That's silly stuff, fun stuff, like the stuff that comes in your loot crate box that you're not going to look for in a store, but it's kind of neat that you have it when it gets there.
Yep.
That mentality of like, oh yeah, well, I mean, if somebody wants to get into playing a role-playing game, let's throw a beginner box in there for them to be able to learn how to play. You know, and you know what? Nobody wants to play a role-playing game by themselves. Well, I mean, some people do, but you wanna play with friends a lot of times. So let's throw a couple of extra sets of dice in there, and now you have a whole gaming group's worth of stuff.
Right.
Boom. Right.
Well,
there.
Well, and that mentality, you've mentioned Tracy Hickman, is the reason we've interviewed Tracy.
Right.
And I don't think he's going to be here for 2021. I hope we get him back soon, which I am super stoked. I don't know if you know this, but XDM is getting a version 2.
Yes,
it's coming to Kickstarter in August.
Yes.
So, but it was that same thing, as I reached out to him via email. Like, I found his email.
Yeah.
And it was, absolutely, I'd love to do that. When do you want to?
Yeah.
And it became a Wednesday before Gen Con tradition.
It became dinner conversations with Tracy Hickman and Laura Hickman. And it was...
Yeah.
It was very cool.
I think we've recorded with him now 4 times.
Yeah, and we hope to do more.
Yeah.
Intent, wink, wink.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times it does just take reaching out. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm an interested person. I do this thing. Are you interested? No is always a viable answer.
Absolutely. Like, hey, we can't compensate you outside of just having a great conversation for an hour. But we would love to have a great conversation for an hour. I mean, that's how it was when we had, like, I'm a huge Bob Salvatore fan. I love him. Being able to do an interview with him was a very early tippy top of the mountain experience for me, something I can check off. Not only did we get a chance to do an interview with him, but I've actually gotten to chill out with him 2 other times outside of that. And it's just the coolest opportunity, because you're absolutely right. Like, I think that in our heads, a lot of times, for most people, even if they have just a tiny bit of celebrity, we put them on a pedestal that separates them from us.
Yeah.
And what they are is just people who have found a niche.
Yes.
Or a niche, excuse me. A niche that they have, that they are really good at. And so they want to tell people about that.
Yes.
And you know what? If there's one thing that I love, it's telling other people about my friends' things.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And I'm promoting my friends, like, hey, my friends do this thing. So I have an idea, if you guys are down with this. I have a question for mostly... Well, I guess you have the 3 of you. That would work, because you've been here long enough, I suppose. If this is an interview podcast sometimes, who is your favorite person to interview, and what is your favorite question or your go-to question to ask? We'll start with Josh.
Tracy's the easy answer. I'm going to say Congo Kong from PopCon a few years ago.
Congo Kong, yeah.
And we're professional wrestling fans. That's the reason why the stable kind of became a thing. And Kong is a pro wrestler himself, but he is one of the first, is the first and probably only person that we have interviewed in character, out of character.
Awesome.
because he specifically was like, we hold this, the Kong character doesn't speak English, he speaks Konganese or whatever it is. So the actual interview was with his translator. So a little behind the curtains, it was actually him.
Yeah, it was great.
Very nice.
It was great. It was such a fun interview, too, because it was him, and then it was his manager at the time.
Yeah.
And then it was a young lady who had just done her, I still remember this. She had just done her first death match.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my, like, those matches just make me cringe because I'm like, people getting hit in the face with light bulbs and things like that. Yeah. I'm just like, nope, I'm not on board. I'm not on board for that.
But the question was, what got you into this?
Yeah. Nice.
That is such a great question, whether it be wrestling, gaming, whatever. What made you decide to do this?
Yeah.
Because with wrestling, you got to be kind of a little crazy to get into wrestling.
Yeah.
But I still like hearing that answer from gamers and whatnot, too.
Absolutely. Don?
I would have to say I agree with Josh that the easy answer is definitely Tracy Hickman because he is just a gem of a person.
He is a really great guy.
It's story time with Tracy whenever we interview him.
Yeah, it's Grandpa, let's sit down and hang out for an hour. And not in a negative way, but just like how you have that relationship with your, you know, with the matriarch and patriarch of your family and just want to learn more about them and experience their perspective, you know, that sage wisdom and stuff. But I have to say, probably the most memorable interview that we've done is our first interview, which was with Mikey Mason.
Ooh.
And that was a lot of fun. And we love Mike. We're just going to go with Mikey.
His Mikey name probably Mason. Is Michael, but it's Mikey.
He'll probably. Anyway, yeah, I loved hanging out with him for now. He is such a goofball, and I'm excited that he's going to be at Gen Con this year. If you haven't checked out the event calendar for Gen Con, he has three shows, I think, maybe four, but check him out, Mikey Mason. He's going to be live.
Hello, Smith family.
I think that's probably going to be my answer, like with the honorable mention being Tracy Hickman.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent.
That's going to be there.
Excellent.
Avital?
I don't do the interviews and ask the questions.
But you've been around for some.
I've been around. But like a lot of the ones like that they're mentioning, like it would be at a convention and I would stay at the table and they would go and interview people. So it's mostly been Tracy Hickman that I've actually experienced the interview, and you know, he's a cool dude.
It's an easy answer for us. That doesn't mean it's an easy answer for you. I mean, it could still be your answer.
Totally.
That's really, I'm trying to think because most of these interviews are conventions, and I do man the table while
that's
you guys go and do it.
That
so
is
it's
true.
Pretty much only Tracy Hickman. So even if he wasn't cool, I would still have to pick him.
Yeah.
But he's cool.
I just thought of another honorable mention.
Oh, yeah?
And that was 2 years ago at Gen Con. I think it was Gen Con. Maybe it was PopCon. Yeah. With Demetrius Witherspoon.
That would have been PopCon.
Yeah.
Darrell Miller.
Yeah, that was PopCon.
And Rachel Madison.
Yep.
That was such a good... I had such a good time talking to those guys because they're storytellers.
Yes.
And they are genuine people. And they, again, friends with... cool things that they're doing in their life.
Yep, Demetrius is awesome.
And Darrell is such he's such an energetic personality. He wants to do so much in the same and similar realms to Demetrius, and I think that's where he gets a lot of his inspiration and driving force. So I'm really excited to see a lot of the things that he's also going to do.
That'll be
very cool. I follow Rachel on like Instagram, social media, and stuff like that. And she's doing all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
Which is really neat. Like acting, modeling, and she does makeup. Her, if you haven't checked out Rachel Madison's Instagram page,
it's great.
Her makeup is insane.
Very cool
I had the
makeup.
Pleasure of working with Demetrius on a film, the last Submerged that they were doing.
Okay.
I had the pleasure of doing that and sneakily being in it.
Yeah.
And like watching Rachel do make it's go check them out.
She's on point.
Yes.
She's on point. Wow.
We got about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, then I would say, what's a good way to wrap this up?
Do you have the last fact?
That'd be a great way to wrap this up.
Excellent way to. Check out the end of episode 222 for our last established fact.
I remember the one two facts ago, which was welcome to the wall of indecision, population 3, and counting.
Yes.
Yep.
I think that was two facts ago. I don't remember the last one.
I believe that's correct.
Man, well, I guess all I'm going to say is that the last 10 years have gone by extremely fast when it comes to our podcasting stuff. We've gotten the chance to do a lot of really cool things. I don't know how many more decades we're going to be doing this, but I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to hear all of our new opportunities and things like that. And I will say one thing that I would agree with you, Joshy, and I just want to say over the last 10 years, just a genuine thank you to everyone on our podcast, because everybody on our podcast is just salt of the earth, genuine people who have a different way of looking at things, which I love. And second of all, thank you to anyone who has contributed to the established facts, whether it be, you know, PopCon or Gen Con, a convention that's let us come and do press coverage, somebody we've done an interview with, people we've played games with, people
Hoosier just, Con, In Conjunction, yeah, Starbase just, Indie, Fear
yes.
the Con.
Over the last 10 years, we have had more opportunities than I can even name. And it's been through a passion of being able to do this and to have fun and to have conversations with people that are different, that have a different perspective. And I just want to thank everybody for those opportunities. I think if there's anything that I want to close on a personal level with, it's just saying thank you to everybody for 10 years of really cool opportunities. So,
and as hopefully things continue to get back to normal, cherish the time around the table.
Oh, yeah.
Cherish the time with each other. If you feel like a podcast is something you want to do, try it. Use your phone. Put your phone down in front of you with a free recording app and just see what happens. You hear somebody say the phrase, you know, don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to be yourself. The risk is being yourself.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was a very early on discussion point for us as a podcast off the mics was – we've had people talk to us about, you know, maybe you should check this kind of formatting out, or maybe you should do something similar to this other podcast. And we're like, look, those podcasts, actually, we had that discussion on the mics, now that I think about it, with Fear the Boot and Dan from Fear the Boot.
Yeah.
And he said, there is a niche for everybody to be able to do something. Yep. Just because we don't do things the same way that Fear the Boot does, doesn't mean that what we're doing is not applicable to someone else's ears. And I was like, man, that is such a valid point and such a great perspective to have.
Very true, yeah.
Because you never know who's going to listen to your podcast and go, oh, wow, these guys remind me of my friends back home that I haven't seen in forever. I'm going to check these guys out. They sound like fun, you know, or meeting us at a con and seeing what we're really like on and off the mics, like legit. We're just, that's who we are. I'm so sorry. I'll apologize ahead of time. But yeah, just be, like you said, Josh, be yourself. Be who you are. We were talking to, Avital was just talking to a young lady yesterday named Allie, who is in the booth next to us helping our new friend Nick out. Allie is also a new friend. It was her first convention, and we were talking about some of the things that she likes, and she said she kind of wants to get into streaming and has a setup for it, but she's just afraid to hit that go live button. And having the opportunity to say, hey, Avital and Jason do that exact thing. Let's talk to you a little bit about what that experience is like and trusting in that.
I think I talked at her like straight for like 15 minutes just because I was like, this is a thing that I'm interested in. And then I was just like excited and was like, da 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 da.
It's great when you get interested in something.
Are you ready for me to add? Did you? Do you have a fact?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to let you do yours second.
Okay, you have one?
Mine's horrible.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Awesome. Grown or foul.
But,
got it.
But, oh, no. But it is definitely a throwback.
Okay.
Okay. To at least those who've influenced whether they've moved on or not. My established fact is be prepared to save your game, because if you fear the boot, it'll kick in the dice bag.
That's good.
Man, that is... If you know,
so
you
many
know.
References.
Okay, well, and on episode 223, our 10-year anniversary episode, we have established that even after 10 years, we have new experiences, like finally having a roundtable discussion around a roundtable.
Even if it's a small one.
Even if it's a small one. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. Episode 223 of the Established Facts. We love you all very much. And we thank you so much for hanging out with us. And we will check you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you'd like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.
Bonus!